This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Making economics interesting to kids. That's the goal of Michelle Balcony. She's a writer from Grosse Pointe Park, and she teamed up with renowned Reagan administration economist Arthur B. Laffer and Clinton Township artist Mark Kinsora. Together, they've created a friendly nuts and bolts guide to economics aimed at a young audience. Michelle is here with us now. Just where did this idea of the book called Let's Chat About Economics, where did it come from? I mean, when you think of kids' books, somehow economics isn't exactly top of mind.
I completely agree with you, and we have two children and had never had a book that discussed economics. But the idea came from seeing Dr. Laffer speak a few years ago in Detroit and having that feeling that I wish our children were there to see the presentation.
What was he talking about? What was it that fired you up?
Sure. He really just was talking about basic economic principles of supply and demand. And in his career and in his opinion, you know, politics wasn't really a factor. Economics is. And he went on to explain that, you know, he had voted for politicians on both sides of the spectrum and that, you know, economics was what we really needed to understand. So I was always open to new ideas, but this one really hit home. I wouldn't say that I immediately suggested the book idea to Dr. Laffer. I noodled on it for a while, kind of had to overcome some confidence issues to really build myself up and send him a letter with an idea.
And what reaction did you get from him?
You know, I got an immediate reaction from him. He was very positive, and he's a grandfather to many, even a great-grandfather now. And he said, you're right. Kids absolutely can understand economics. And we took off from there.
Who did what? Did he suggest economic concepts and phrases? Tell me how you did this with him.
Sure. So once he, you know, wrote back and basically said, game on, let's do this, I sent over some ideas that I had. And ultimately, we felt that the best introduction of economics was to explain it with everyday scenarios. So children wouldn't have to make a leap or an inference. We absolutely agreed the word widget would not be in the book. And so instead, we came up with four, you know, really relatable scenarios. And then we mapped the economic terms that we wanted for each story and then started writing.
What would you say are the big messages and the big lessons in this book?
Certainly, basic economic principles like scarcity, supply, demand, diminishing returns, and opportunity cost. But also, we're hoping that kids begin to see the value of themselves. If they can understand the value and increase in price of red roses in the month of February, we're also hoping that they can see themselves as a scarce and unique resource that has tremendous value.
Why is that important for them?
That's important because the way they view themselves will dictate the choices that they're making in life.
And they'll be informed. Give me just a for instance. Take one of the stories in your book and how it ties into a concept. Give me four example.
Sure. For example would be our family trip chapter. And it's a very snowy weather, much like we're experiencing now. And the kids in the family really are trying to convince their parents to go on a tropical vacation. That's what they need. That's what everyone else does. But mom says not so fast. And so mom decides this is an opportunity to talk about diminishing returns and ask the children to find a way to take a trip seeking the warmest temperature for the least expense. And so the kids go through several scenarios, you know, driving several days for only maybe 2 days at a beach and then having to come back. Of course, they would like to take an airplane ride, and there's a huge cost associated with that. And that's kind of a fun way that we talk about diminishing returns and opportunity costs in the book.
It certainly is much more enlightening than the I want it all and I want it now mindset that so many people and kids live with today.
Well, it's true. And, you know, letting kids operate under that belief system isn't going to serve them in life. And it's best to talk with them and really form this connection now so that there's not some big financial emergency. And that's when you decide to talk about the terms.
So who would you say age-wise that Let's Chat About Economics, Basic Principles Through Everyday Scenarios, who would it be aimed at?
We really wrote the book for families with elementary age students. And specifically, I would say third, fourth, and fifth grade. We've received feedback that a lot of parents find that their children are reading it by themselves, which I think is great. But the idea was that families, be it parents or grandparents, would connect with kids through this book on economics. You know, like having a conversation that maybe you never would have had before.
Let's Chat About Economics is available on Amazon, and you can find out more on letschataboteconomics.com. Michelle Balcony, pleasure to talk with you, and good luck with the book. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.